Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's coming up with some interesting things to do in these days. The Lord is good, and He loves us. All that He gives you to do is important. You can trust it. You can trust everything He suggests, everything He gives you to do, it will work. The more we do precisely what He say, we're in His strategy. And His strategy is always much better than ours. And it can be so easy to get off track. You're on the narrow path, and all it takes is a leaven of hatred to cross that line. You can't deviate from the love of, from the path of life if your heart is filled with the love of God. And remember, we have to do two things. We have to receive the word of God and reject the word of darkness, the word of Satan. The problem is people have received God's word, but they fail to reject the logic of Satan. When this happens, compromise exists. And people will stand as long as nothing's bothering them. But, you know, again, our greatest example, we learn by repetition, so I'll say it again. When the Lord told the Hebrews, his people, the Jews, Israel, to drive out the Canaanites out of Canaan land when He gave it to them. If they had done that, they would have had a clean nation. They would have driven out the giants, all the evil, the witchcraft, the idolatry, and they would have proven to the world that God is. They would have proven to themselves that God is. They would have learned His ways without interference. But when they got into idolatry, they became a people that could not be trusted. And God would not let, He would not allow idolatry to represent Him. The way we stay on the narrow path is we have to do the same thing they did, the same thing that the tribe of Judah and Simeon did. Those two tribes, they drove out, they won 7 victories and possessed their land. The other tribes didn't do it. The other tribes compromised. The tribe of Dan got chased up a mountain. You don't see a representation of the tribe of Dan in the book of Revelation. Now, I used to wonder, what happened to Dan? Well, they kept running from the enemy. They had no fight in them. In the days of Deborah, the prophetess, they stayed in ships. In her song, she said, why did Dan remain in ships? They didn't go to land and fight. Nevertheless, you have to drive out the enemy. He's trying to find a way to shut down your life and get you back on the wide road instead of the narrow path. And people learn the word of God and convince themselves that they're in Christ when they've deviated. And when people believe something in their heart, and that's what they, you know, when Christian people believe something, a doctrine, anything, they don't deviate from it. And sometimes people are wrong. And I get concerned because when the Lord is telling you things and opening your eyes to the truth of His word and it's working in your life, and people are doing something different, you got to understand that something is wrong. when people tell you that the Lord told them to do something and then they do something else, it's obvious that something is wrong. And when people get consumed with problems and despair and they do nothing about it, when people get into lust, pornography, greed, all these things take some level of hatred to cross the line. You can't cross the line with the love of God. I've never seen a person that's full of the love of God cross the line. The only way that they'll come close to crossing the line or doing something wrong is if they're unskilled. But when they're full of the love of God, they stay in the love of God. They manage to, they have the same problems and temptations, but they don't cross the line. And I learned to defeat things by the love of God. And the love of God happens to be a subject that people will walk away from. They'll change the conversation fast when you start talking about the love of God. It's sad. But the love of God is the way. That's His way. That's how we fulfill the law. If we don't fulfill the law, if we break the law, we're back in the world. I mean, you have to understand. I've heard preachers say that all their sins are covered. Your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. But that's not biblical. The sins that are past are covered. We're not supposed to be creating new sins. We're not supposed to be doing the wrong things all over again. If we do, it's by choice. A Christian don't have to sin anymore. We don't have to choose the way of darkness. We can do something about it. We can speak against it. We can work against it. We can fill our heart with the Word of God at our will. We can ask the Holy Spirit to help us. If we really don't understand something like I did, I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. And I want you to help me to see things like you do. I don't want to live tempted. And I don't want to, I want to master things. I don't want to go back and forth in and out of the ways of the world. I don't want to have a short temper. And these things are very important. Either we're going to walk the narrow road or we're not. So some preachers, because of crowds, they look at the crowd, they want to keep people interested, and they make light of the very things that people can lose their soul on. How many marriages they bicker? The wife gets upset, she fusses, the husband cheat on his wife, or they let their marriage go stale, they fuss at each other. That doesn't have to happen. And I know it didn't have to happen because people can grow. My parents didn't do that. And I lived, with them for 19 years, 20 years. I moved out when I was 23. They didn't do that. If they had a disagreement, they talked, and then they talked it out or whatever. But by the time I was born, they were more established in their ways. Christ was more formed in them. I'm sure they had their times of disagreement in their early days. Mama told me about some of the things that my dad would. He was very generous. And he had cousins that would borrow money, and she put a stop to it. And he had gotten a lot of debt one time, and she got that straight. And they ironed their differences out. And people have to iron their differences out, but you don't have to be mean. You don't have to give up on each other. You can be established in Christ. It's possible. And perfection is possible. If we can do all things through Christ, then we can do all things through Christ. You may not know how to do some things. Some things I hadn't dealt with yet because I'm dealing with greater things. And I, you know, some skills I want to master, but things that's whatever's pertinent, whatever's important right now, that's what I deal with. You know, I want to be able to walk in healing better than I do. And I do better than I used to do. And I'm learning things that's helping me do even better. But it's growing. A progression is being made. I want to be more refined in doing the things that God wants me to do. I want to be able to obey Him quick. And I want to do all that's in His heart. So that's what I say with my mouth, that I will do all that's in His heart. I will do all that's in His heart, so that I will condition myself so that if God says something that may sound strange to me, I'll still obey Him. I'll be quick to receive what He has to say. We don't just learn the Word of God, we receive it, then we believe it, then we obey it, then we learn it. You don't finish learning until you obey it. Never forget that. You don't finish learning God's Word until you fully obey it. That's when you will learn what He was talking about. That's when it'll all come together and make sense. That's when it'll all be real. And when that process continues to happen, you're more apt to stay balanced. You're more apt to stay on the narrow road. Now, years ago, the Lord taught me about following Him. When people follow Him, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you really follow Him, a lot of things happen. You're qualified to, God will train you for the next phase of life. And you'll receive the next level of prosperity in a way that you won't get in pride. It won't be out of season. It'll be, you know, people going, you know, the Lord see what's coming. And some people decide to buy their dream car as soon as they get a career going. Well, now they got their dream car. It's very expensive in most cases. And then they get married and they start having a family. Well, now they got to sell the dream car. They got to sell their Corvette or whatever and buy a bigger car. A minivan sometimes. What I'm saying is this. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you'll be able to prosper, but it'll be added to you. And He'll prosper you on the way. It'll be less stressful. You know, you're moving to a house that you would love to live in. You won't be dissatisfied. You won't have to move. The people that are around you, you know, He'll have you somewhere where you'll be a light. Everything will work better if you just trust the Lord. He considers things that you don't. Some people would buy a house, but they happen to buy a house right next to the neighbor. Maybe a drug lord, or they may be into something like witchcraft, and their children are going to grow up with your children and deviate your children. People don't think in these ways, but you know, parents do all they can to train their children the way they should go, and then that the neighbor's children pull them back down. So where you live is very important. And who you marry is very important, and what you do for a living is very important. All these things are very important. Where you work, the career you chose, the people you work with, all this is very important. Because outside pressures can give you stress, and if you don't learn to master it fast enough, it can interfere with your relationship, how you relate to your own children. The Lord thinks of everything. If you follow Him, you'll be in good shape to have a better life. And sometimes the people that the Lord will plant in your life, you may not make as much money at certain places, but the people there, you know, I don't know how God organized your life, but sometimes there are relationships that need to happen. I have met people at work on the first job I ever had that spoke things. First of all, I got saved there. And things fell in place and I got saved at work. And then the people that God had around me helped me learn foundational things that I don't believe I could have learned anywhere else. It would have taken years to learn what I learned in a few days. But I didn't even like the job. That was the first job I got. I got the job so I could buy a car. And I wanted to get some things paid. I wanted to have a nice car so I could, till I finished school, then I was going to get married. Those were my plans, and things didn't go the way I thought they would anyway. But the job worked out well. It did what it was supposed to do. The people that I worked with were a blessing. And I learned things about the Lord that really helped my life take a strong turn. And I stayed on the narrow path. Now, when your life is in His hands, you'll prosper at your rate, not somebody else's. Other people are going to make more money, but that doesn't mean that they are organized and harness the value of their money. A lot of people make a lot of money and waste a lot of money because they never learn to follow God. And the Lord can show you not only where the good deals are, but He will prosper you, and you'll be able to do what you have to do at every stage of your life. If you follow the peace, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know the difference. And when it's time for you to start a business or whatever it is that God has for you, a ministry, whatever he gives you, it's going to work out. Some things need to be in place in your life, if possible. Now, God can do anything. If you are already married and you have a job you hate and you live in a place you don't like, God can still fix it. As long as the people in your life is willing, as long as you're willing to follow. But remember, Jesus told us to count up the cost. Sometimes hopefully your spouse will get on board with God and you follow Him together. But that may not happen, and it don't always happen. But follow God anyway. And you have to start where you're at. But if you're just starting out, and if you learn to trust God, you will do well. You can do much better. My great granddaddy had decided to get to marry a lady. He was going to get married. And the Lord told him something that he said, "You're not educated. She's not educated. How will your children be educated?" Now, the Lord knew this would be important to him. So what he did, his name was Jasper Rasmus Nall. And he called that marriage off, and he married Lena Hill. I mean, he married, my great-grandmother's name, Lena Hill. Well, they had several children together and put them all through college. The other lady that he was going to marry, she married a man that had, I think, 5 children. But they never had children together. So if he didn't follow the path of the Lord, he may not have had children. If you follow God's path, things are going to work out right. He had educated children, but he put them all through college. And one of them worked on the Manhattan Project. Now, all these things are recorded in the book that he wrote. Now, what I'm saying is this. It's time for people to pay more attention to the Holy Spirit. He won't leave any joy out of your life. And all the things that challenge you, the enemy is going to try to stop your life. But if you fill your heart with His word, with God's word, you'll have the knowledge of His love. And the way the word will be able to work in you, as long as the love of God is in you. And if the love of God is in you, you'll fulfill the moral law. When you believed on Jesus, you fulfilled all the ceremonial laws that pointed to Christ. You got Christ. You've got the real deal. You've got Jesus. And the more you trust Him, the greater your life will become. These things are true and certain. You can count on the Lord. You can trust Him. And He will take you to greater places. Not only that, when He prospers you, He'll do it at your rate. And you'll know it's Him. And you'll trust Him. And you'll live without fear. Many things will happen. We'll talk about that in the next broadcast, as God leads. But many things happen as you follow God. You learn so many things you can't learn any other way. Remember, you don't learn God's word until you receive it, believe it, and act on it. And that's when you learn it. That's when you thoroughly learn it. You learn some facts at the first stages, but when you receive it, it does a work on the inside of you. Then you come to a point you believe it in your heart. And remember, we have to believe and doubt not in our heart. We have to reject some things that's not right. We believe and doubt not, just like you, the man at the well. Jesus said, "Will you be made whole?" He had to say yes to God, believe God. Yes, I am healed. He believed, and he also had to reject every form of doubt. That's when he got healed. And that's how we live. That's how we got saved. That's how we get healed. That's how we prosper in life. Now, the next time, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.